Triple J. It's like a version month.
On Triple J.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them. It's like a version month.
On Triple J.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my days. Happy Friday. Happy Like a Virgin month. What a pleasure it is to have with us for Like a Virgin this morning for the very first time. Maya, hello. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm feeling a very warm welcome.
Yeah, pumped for what we're about to cover and the original as well. But let's go back to the beginning. People who aren't across the Maya sort of origin story. Is this true? You started busking at like 11, 12 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Whereabouts? What was it like? How did you get into this?
Out the front of the IGA in Bangalore, which is like near Byron Bay. Bangalore IGA. I was a very small girl with like, I think we were using a piano, a keyboard at that point.
Wait. When you say we, who else do you mean? Who else was with you?
It was me and one of my friends who's now also an artist. Her artist name is Frankie Canoe. We had an amazing duo.
Would you recommend it, do you think? Like, did it help you build a thick skin or something?
Yeah, well, there's definitely that. I've had many lives though. Like, I had a saxophone busking moment. I was in a school band. I played saxophone. I would have been maybe 7 or 8 years old. Whoa. So yeah, I guess it does give you thick skin. When you're older, it's harder.
Well, if we can say no more performing for free out the front of stores, you're heading on tour soon. And almost all of the shows are all ages, which we love to see. Why was that like something that was important to you? Why did you want to make that happen?
We've kind of tried to do it at each stage. Like the last tour that we did, we had a bunch of all ages shows as well. I don't know. There's not a lot of places to go when you're younger. And I remember trying to go out to see shows and stuff and you couldn't get in anyway. You just like kind of feel excluded from everything. Mm. When you're underage, because all your favorite people are here and you can't even go and see them.
Yeah, that's why it's so sick that you're doing it. It's sort of this middle ground between, yeah, like, you know, whatever, Dua Lipa at the stadium is all ages, or there's, yeah, like you say, it's very specific wording, all ages events, which are always in like a church parking lot or like,
yes,
you know, a basketball stadium or whatever. So nice to have just a real normal musician putting on all ages shows as well.
Yeah, I would encourage as many people that can afford to do it to do it. It's worth it.
Man, and go and soak it up. Go and be a part of it. Speaking of incredible live moments, can we please talk about this going back a little while?
Where did you get that recording?
That is, I scrolled pretty deep back on your Instagram. That is you performing live on stage with the legend herself, Cyndi Lauper, singing Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah.
How was that? How did that come together?
That was crazy. That was crazy. She is like one of the most phenomenal people ever. 71 years old, rolling around on the floor, man, like rocking out. Wild.
Did you see that as your future?
I hope I'm rocking out at 71.
I feel like you will be. I've seen that video and you have such amazing chemistry with her. Like, that's happening.
Yeah, I did feel like I was dreaming, but not, oh my God, I'm dreaming. Like, this is an acid trip. She changed rock music for women, you know? Well, even just like being taken seriously as a pop artist and was a part of so many cultural moments that were really impactful. And it's just wild to see someone be so themselves, really inspiring woman.
It's clearly so inspiring. I mean, looking around the room now and I can see you're entirely like all non-male band about to get into it. You're about to play your original in the Like a Virgin studio. So Maya, what song are you about to play for us?
We'll be playing Last Man on Earth.
Hell yeah. We're about to rock out in the Like a Virgin studio performing Last Man on Earth. Maya, please, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Give an inch, they'll take a mile. Tell the truth when there's more to hide. And they tell me they need me just to push me aside. And I comply. Wanna leave, but I'm scared to try. Stripped of my feelings, stripped of my pride. My body, so there's something.
Yes, what a way to kick off your Friday morning in the Like a Virgin studio with her original Last Man on Earth. It's Maya. You said it would be heart-wrenching and it bloody was. Thank you so much. How does it feel?
Feels great to finally be playing that song.
Yeah, it was on the album that just came out, Goodbye, If You Call That Gone. And now we have a new version from the Like a Virgin studio, so thank you. And I just, like, I want to shout out again. Can we take a second to talk about your band? You have an all-woman band. Like, this would be incredibly inspiring and influential to young girls. If I saw this growing up, I would lose my mind and I'd immediately want to be a rocker chick. Is this the kind of feedback that you get? Like, what are people saying to you?
Yeah, I think the coolest thing about that, we did the 5 Seconds of Summer tour a few years ago now. And that was really cool because so many young sort of fangirls of men coming out and we open, and they have so many female support acts that they have, which I think is awesome. They're always backing like strong women. But it was wild when we did that tour. It was just weirdly surreal because I don't think I'd ever thought about it from the sense of like, oh, someone is going to watch this and then want to pick up an instrument. But we would walk out into the crowd and watch the show every night, and we would have like mums coming up to us with their like 9-year-old kid who's like, I want to play the drums now. I didn't know girls could play the drums. And like, that is the coolest thing ever. Because I think when I was younger, I loved so many rock bands, but I didn't really find a lot of the female-led rock bands. Like, it took me a really long time to find people, like to find Hole and to find Kathleen Hanna and to find all of these different bands that have women that I think are some of the most incredible people, like Garbage, and I see myself in that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think for a long time I was like, oh, I can't really make that kind of music because that's not for me, because I've never seen myself there. So I hope that every girl, woman listening, pick up the guitar. God.
Man, yeah, I love that. It's obviously like a bit of a cliche, but it really is so true. Like the thing of, if you can see it, you can be it. And I mean, look how far it has taken you here for Like a Virgin. Just unreal. So the original is in the books. Let's move to a little clue now before we get to the cover. We've been saying it all morning. The song that Maya is covering is off the School of Rock soundtrack. There's so many good ones to pick from on there. So what do you think it's going to be? 0439757555. Back on Like a Virgin with Maya right after this.
It's Like a Virgin month
on Triple J.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them. It's like a Virgin month.
On Triple J.
Hell yeah, brother. It is Like a Virgin month. It is Friday and we got Maya hanging out with us. The original is in the books, which means the cover is coming very, very soon. And like, yeah, people will see the video when it goes up in just a few minutes' time to see the look. But can we talk some of these ever-changing Maya looks? We got red hair, black hair, blue hair, blonde hair, pink hair, chains in the hair. You've even posted before just asking anyone openly for inspo and advice on the hairstyle. Are we happy with what you've ended up with today?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just testing stuff out. I think I'm giving myself the freedom to be, I don't know, figure out who I am. I think for a long time, ever since I was like quite young, I was like, I need to have a strong identity and it's like just have the freedom to make mistakes, be weird, look back. At least you're growing, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, something else I wanted to ask you was that the video for Last Man on Earth ends with you kind of breaking down and wandering out into the ocean, catching up to you. You're at your own funeral and redacted, you're laying in mud. Your music videos are like so cinematic, so gorgeous, but they're also like starring you. They've been written by you, some of them directed by you. Does it help you feel less nervous about the process, like more in control, or is it more nerve-wracking?
Definitely. Well, I mean, a bit of both. No, I've always wanted to do like a 3-part series. I've always wanted to do something that felt a bit like a movie. I've always loved trilogy series. I mean, like the Blue Neighborhood trilogy series, all of the Halsey videos, like, oh, that's the stuff I grew up on. That's the stuff that I really connected with, that I was like, this is crazy. And so I've wanted to do that for myself for a really long time. And I thought like, the best way to just do it is to do it. And I don't have the budget to hire 1 billion people and do it the way that I would love to, but we definitely made it work with what we had.
Man, yeah, 100%. You definitely made it work with what you had, which we love to see. You should be so proud, and proud as well of the debut album, Goodbye, If You Call That Gone. It was our feature album not long ago, dropped just last month. It's definitely, yeah, step into a bit of a sort of heavier, harder space lyrically, but musically as well. There's anger and grief and vulnerability sprinkled all throughout the thing. What sort of led to this this feeling, this vibe? Does it feel cathartic to take that feeling and turn it into art? What's the process like?
I think it felt difficult and hard to write. Like, it was really emotional writing it and getting it out and trying to feel comfortable with everything that I was saying and feeling and processing. And then now that it's out, it's definitely like a massive weight lifted, because having to sit with, like, writing about anger and sadness and grief is like, it's like purging it, like getting it out, but then having to sit on it and wait with it, it's like you can't move on.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Very sick. All right, we got May with us for Like A Version. It is a joy to have you hanging out. We've got the original. It's time to get to the cover. We gave the clue that it is one of the many, many classics that appears on the School of Rock soundtrack. Maya, what are you about to cover?
We are going to cover Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks.
Oh,
hell,
man,
yes.
Yeah. What a choice.
Well, why did you want to choose that song?
She's absolutely a phenomenal woman. I mean, needs no introduction or history lesson, but this song is just incredible. And I've never heard a song written about, you know, grief and loss that feels so strong either, which I thought was really impressive. And I just think that, like, her writing is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. God, I can't wait to hear this. It's truly a match made in heaven. So let's get into it. Whenever you're ready, in the Like A Version studio, this is Maya covering Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17. Take it away.
As the day goes by, like a strand in the wind, in the web that is my own, I begin again. Said to my friends, nothing else matters. He was no more than a baby then. Well, he seemed brokenhearted. Something I
the song sounds like she's singing.
Well, there it was. Maya covering Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17. That was so iconic. The vocals were gorgeous. The energy between you and your band, it's. I feel like I can feel it right now. And I look, this is going to make me sound like a loser freak, but the guitar, that was really rock star. That was really cool. How did it feel for you?
I mean, that song feels incredible to cover and just to sing. It's a good song to sing. You can feel like you're actually releasing things.
100%. I feel like you could see that in your performance too. You were like really owning it and sitting in it. And if you're listening, you have to go and check it out. Check out the video on the Triple J YouTube page. Do yourself a favor.
Thank you.
Such a cathartic and moment of strength. The text line is loving it. And so are we as well. Thank you so much for hanging out this morning. So you're heading out on tour all over the country through April. What does the rest of 2026 look like for you?
Hopefully more touring, more shows, more writing. Come watch the band at a show, and I hope that you will like it.
Oh, man, perfect. I'm sure they will. Maya, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. You're a star.
Thank you for having me.
It's Luca and Jordan on Triple J Breakfast. Stick around. We'll tell you who's doing Like a Version next.